Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
What a faithful God that we serve. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He remains the same. Ronnie L, same God. And before that, Musayende Umelusi, right here on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Do remember, I'm not live, so I'm unable to take your calls for today. Net fella for today. But we'll make sure that we come back. My family, let's go find out about the uncertified electrical faults. Actually, it's electrical goods that are there. Let's go find out about those. And we are talking to Kensani Ndobe from CBI Electrical Warns. And we're going to take the sounds of Buhletela Yahweh taking us through.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM. At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
And yes, my family, a growing flood of uncertified electrical goods in South African homes is putting families at risk of fire, electrocution as well, and even rejected insurance claims, despite recent raids by the SAPS anti-counterfeit unit and NRCMS. Thousands of illicit items continue slipping through informal shops and online platforms. I am joined now by Kensani Ndobe of CBI Electric Warns that these bargain buys are a hidden danger, with non-compliant products potentially costing consumers their safety, their homes, and their financial security. And I must say, I have seen many, many now of houses burning down recently. And I've been asking myself, but what is the reason behind this? But let's talk to Kensani from CBI Electric. Hi, Kensani, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good. It's always awesome talking to you, Kensani.
Great pleasure. Nice to be on air.
Kensani, I don't know, but this for me has been disturbing. I think so far in like 2 months, I have seen more than one post on social media platforms of houses burning down. I've also seen a friend of mine sending me one of their relatives' houses burned down and they were trying to do something. It's two actually. And in another family, even a child died. I don't know who was trying to switch on the kettle. And then I don't know what they did. And then suddenly the whole house was burning down. Yeah, Kensani. And I understand that the SAPS is trying to do something about anti-counterfeit. They're trying with that campaign that they are having for the counterfeit things that are sold out there. But so many of us want cheap. But I think now we're saying cheap buy is also expensive.
Cheap buy is indeed expensive, and unfortunately, it can even cost lives. So when we look at instances where a house burnt down, the first thing that we will ask each other is, was there a candle in the house? It may be an open fire, catch a curtain? Was there a heater, a paraffin heater, or was there something that is not related to electricity in the house? That is the first thing that comes to our minds. We hardly ever think of electrical components and electrical appliances that we put into our house as also being a source of fires that can occur, a source of electrocution, and a source that can even be so detrimental should something go wrong and it can cost life. That becomes the last thing on our mind. Hence, when we make decisions to buy these products or to buy these components, we don't think that far. What we find on the market, if it is cheap, we buy
it. We go for
it. Because we think we're going to install this thing, we're going to use it, there's no danger, it does not cause any problems, until we fall victim to that appliance or that socket outlet or that plug that we bought, and we lose property, we lose life. Sometimes we even find that insurances don't pay out because the product was not compliant.
But now, why insurance may not pay out if non-compliant goods are involved? Because I don't think many of us know about that our goods might be non-compliant. You just buy. It was cheap, it was affordable, and we went for it.
And we bought, right? We need to understand how insurances work. So insurance also are governed by standards. The expectation is that products and components that you put into your house should comply to legislation and should comply to product requirements. And this is the fine print that we don't read when we sign for insurances. And the expectation also is that whoever does the wiring of your house, they need to do a correct wiring according to SANS 10142-1 that ensures that the wiring in your house is correct. It will also ensure that the products that you use in your house are correct, like your circuit breakers. It will ensure that it's been tested, they are compliant. Your socket outlets, it will ensure that they are tested and they are compliant. And then you get what we call a certificate of compliance for your wiring,
okay.
A COC.
Yeah.
Then, should anything happen and the source of the fire is the wiring, for example, then they will go to see your COC. And these are things that we take for granted. Most of us don't even know where the COC for our homes are. So, we don't even have a COC, right? Because we just buy these things, we install. Some of us, the installation is done by a neighbor. Some, the installation is done by an uncle. Whoever we think is capable to do the installation, they will do the installation. And we disregard, or we don't even think about what this actually means for us, for our property, for our lives.
But now, Kensani, should we ask, or should we, this is a question, I don't know if it's even, if it makes sense, but with the wiring, sometimes you find the house is already wired when you buy it, and you don't even check. How much should we, or after how long should we get the wiring checked and getting the certification as well? Because with some, they've been in the house for many years. It's been many years. My mother stayed in this house. My grandmother stayed in this house. Now it's me, because now the generations has passed, but there's no wiring certificate, electrical certification for the house. So after how long should we be checking the wiring and also making sure that everything is right and getting the certification from the electrician?
So usually when you buy a house, whether it's an existing house or it's a new house, you need to get a COC.
That one is given for the new houses. But if it's generational and it's just that the children are just changing, the last generation has gone out.
It is important for us to have these conversations because the children must be listening, right? Because we are the ones that come into the installation gakoko, which was done correctly and it had a COC. And then we come and we install things that are non-compliant. So things do happen, right? The components that we have in the house, they are subject to wear and tear, and then they get damaged. I'm sure you've experienced a plug that has come off a wall or a fridge that was damaged and it's not working anymore.
Mm.
Then what we do is then we go to a local hardware and then we buy a product
or we
buy
replace. A
We put it in. Number one, we're not even caring what this thing is. You go to your local hardware and you want the cheapest one.
Mm.
So if you find a socket outlet, for example, which is 500 rand, and you find another one for 100 rand, your pocket will call you to the one for 100.
Yeah.
And then you buy that, you come and you install it. After installing it, you install your TV for Ugogo. Gogo comes, touches whatever that they touch, electrocution.
Eish.
Do you understand?
Sure.
Whereas all along, the installation was fine. The components were okay, but now we have introduced a danger into the home.
Mm.
We also do understand that economic times are tough nowadays.
Mm.
So everybody wants to save a buck, but at what cost?
Mm.
At what cost? And like you say, Abogogo, they've been staying in these houses for so long. Maybe they're even staying alone or with our children, their grandchildren.
Mm.
We are staying somewhere else. And then they complain to say, it plugs a little bit. The socket is not working.
Mm.
Then you go, as a daughter, as a son, you go, you buy a socket outlet, but you do not check.
Mm.
And then with your electrician or the neighbor, you install this thing in the house of
Ukoko
with your child in the house. Then you leave, go back to where you work, you leave them there. Gandhi, you've introduced a danger. You've introduced a hazard.
So, Kensani, you remind me of two families that I know in previous years. The other one had umalume installing something in the house. I think bachupela, you know, wiring. I don't know what malume did on top of the roof, but the wires were naked. And the house, whenever they would touch the wall, would give, you know, some electrical zzz. You know. And the other one, they called a neighbor to install the new stove. And when the electrician came, because now the stove went boo. And when the electrician called and he opened the stove, he found they've connected, even with some cloth. I'm like, what was the cloth doing in there? He was connecting stuff with cloths and using these small wires that are gold and silver to connect. And I'm like, but what was the purpose of that? And now the house nearly burned. So the electricians were now rewiring and fixing, and even the other ones with the stove. But how can consumers then protect themselves by checking certification marks and buying from trusted suppliers as well? Because I think we never think about this.
Yes, I think the more awareness we put out there, the better consumers will behave, or they become in a better position to behave differently. Like I said, we never knew that these things could be dangerous. For us, a plug is a plug, right?
Yeah.
A switch is a switch.
Mm.
So if when you take something from the shelf, you don't even think of looking, is this thing certified? Is this thing tested? Even if you wanted to look, what would you look out for, right?
Mm.
However, we need to educate our consumers about what is available in the country and what the rules that are governing, especially electrical components, when they are being put in the market. So when the SAPS was doing the raid, they usually do the raids with the National Regulator of Compulsory Specifications, which is the NRCS. So the NRCS is a national regulator for compulsory specifications, and they regulate these products coming into our market. So electrical components, none of them are to be put onto the South African market for sale unless the national regulator has approved them and has said, yes, these can be put on the market. So this is a long process for manufacturers to follow, but it is what is required by law, right? So what consumers should look out for, number one, easy differentiator. Cheap is not always good.
Cheap is very expensive then.
Costly. It's costly, especially when it comes to life. You know, it is something else when you have to do your you have to rewire and pay double for the work, right? But when there's life which is lost, it becomes extremely expensive. So we need to look out for those cheap components. Secondly, we need to start getting used to buying electrical components or electrical goods from reputable outlets. There are many outlets, many outlets out there, and we need to buy from reputable ones. We know the reputable ones. We know who they are, right? And we need buying from those ones. Thirdly, when we pick up a product from the store, we need to look at the labeling on the product.
Okay.
The product itself, or even the container that the product comes in, will have certain labels and logos and marks, those kind of things. We need to be interested in those.
Okay.
We need to check for standard numbers, like your SANS, this and that, your IEC, this and that, because that gives us the confidence that actually the product was tested and it was safe.
Okay. Yes. Sure. Okay. I'm also asking myself, Uguti, do we need to know the wards in our houses, like when we're buying our products, should we know the kind of power, the amount of power that is released through our wires? Or I don't know, I'm trying to put it in a very simple way, because I'm just wondering if now we can blame it on the bulbs, or if we can blame it on the electricity, the power that was being released there. I lived in a flat where some bulbs would explode. They would just go pow. And you don't want to be under the bed. You don't want a bed under that, because glasses everywhere and all. And it can happen whilst you're relaxed in that. So do we need to also know these as well?
Not necessarily, because it's a lot of information, because this is technical, right?
So what
we need to do as consumers when it comes to protecting ourselves is that, number one, we need to use qualified installers when we install, especially wiring accessories that have got to do with wiring. We need to use qualified installers. That is number one. Because if you use a qualified installer, then he's got things sorted for you. He will make sure that even your DB board complies. You know, we have circuit breakers in the DB board. We have S leakages that have a test button that we have never touched. You know, so they will make sure that our DB board complies. They have sufficient circuit breakers. They have sufficient protection in them, so that should you also maybe replace a light bulb, it will not go boom, you know, because that could be as a result of something going wrong in the wiring. That could be as a result of maybe overloading. If even, you know, many times we've seen an instance where you plug a kettle and then all the plugs, they trip.
Everything trips, yes.
Yeah, you know. In our native tongue, would say molowil or mutakatuwil, you know, like everything trips. And then you ask yourself, what happened? And we tend to say, raizi, molowa sokodi isakam, wawa.
And it's normal.
And
it's not supposed to be normal.
It's not supposed to be like that. Because clearly, this is showing you that there is an overload somewhere in the system. And should this persist, then there is another risk of fire somewhere, maybe in the DB board, in the wiring somewhere. There is a risk of fire. So how we can protect ourselves is that let the people that handle these wires in our
home, qualified,
let them be qualified. Let them be qualified. And we also need to insist, when they come and replace a plug or a circuit breaker or a switch, we also need to insist that they replace it with compliant product. Yes, we also need to insist to say, when you're going to change my circuit breaker in the DB board, can I be sure that you are using a product which is compliant? In South Africa, we do have CBI as a local manufacturer that sells compliant products. And this is a company that everybody knows. You can just throw the name out there to say, I want to see this one. You know, at least you are secure. You know that I know this company, and I even have recourse. Should anything happen with the circuit breaker, I can easily go back to the company.
And
I
say, know you guys provided.
You understand?
Okay. Now we are also going back to supporting our very own, where we can quickly go and say, hey, I can sign. I bought this from you guys, and this is what happened. Yeah, because now if we also love, there are some that are counterfeit that are not even South African as well. You don't even know who you. You don't even know who can you blame or who could you talk to when they are not functioning well. So, so the message that we carry today is. Raising awareness why cheap electrical bikes could cost South Africans everything.
Definitely. So that is what we want consumers to be aware of. Like I said, whenever there's a fire in a house, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, that is the first thing that comes to mind. And we do not think about the things that we engage with on a daily basis that they could actually be a fire hazard. Because if it's about it, a candle in a house where there is normally electricity and we are using a candle maybe in instances of load shedding or power failure or whatever the case might be, that is a once-off situation and it is very few and far in between, right? But think about this. Your socket outlet, which we call a plug, net plug, you engage with it on a daily basis even more than once a day. So you touch this socket outlet every day. If you are a person that irons your clothes every morning, you touch your socket outlet every morning. When you make tea, you touch your socket outlet every day when you boil that kettle. Your switch, you touch it multiple times a day. You touch it when you switch on your light. You touch it when you switch it off. So can you imagine the engagement that we are having on a daily basis, and not only ourselves, but the whole household, that we are having every single day with a potential fire hazard or a potential risk to life. These are the things that we use every single day. So we need to be aware of what these things mean and the dangers that come with these electrical components.
Alrighty then. So this is raising awareness this afternoon. But now if we need more clarity, if we need more information, Kinsani, who can we talk to? Maybe at CBI, or where can we contact you guys?
So if you need more information or more clarity, you can definitely contact us on 011-928-2000.
And your last and closing message to our Radio Pulpit listeners?
So my last and closing message to the listeners is that let us know what we are using and let us know what we are putting into our homes. It might sound technical, but it is valuable.
Thank you so much, Kinsani, for talking to us this afternoon. Very eye-opening. And we never paid attention to these, but now we know we ought to do that. May God awesomely bless you. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
Thunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.